Jesus' name, thank you for this rejoicing that you have placed in our hearts this morning. Lord, thank you for the anointing that is upon your people today. God, thank you. It's the love of God. Thank you that we know that we are loved. Thank you that we know that you first loved us. Lord, thank you that we know that that's why we respond. God, that's why we go after you. God, we are not forced, Lord. We're not coerced, Lord God. It's because of your great love. Oh, thank you that you've opened that up. Thank you that your word tells us that we would know the love of Christ. To know it, Lord, not just something that, oh, it passes us a thought once in a while. But God, that we know it as a man would know a woman. Lord, that we know it in that intimacy. Lord Jesus, God, that again, you want us to be that wonderful wife to you, Lord. Oh, what a calling, God, the out-calling, the out-resurrection, Lord Jesus. God, give us that encouragement, Lord, as Brother Paul had. Oh, God, if by any means I might attain to that resurrection, Lord, there's many lives that hear this, Lord God, today. And I know that some might be indifferent to it, Lord God, or putting it off, thinking that something might be more important. Something might be needed to be accomplished first. Oh God, there is nothing more. Oh God, let us be satisfied. Oh, with Jesus Christ and nothing more. Lord, you are calling to us so intensely at this time. Oh God, we see the signs, Lord. We see that, again, the clock is running down. And Lord, thank you, Jesus, that no one has the key. God, we're not looking to improve this world. We're not looking to make it better. God, we know that you're going to give us a new heaven and a new earth. And Lord, we're so thankful for that. God, as we just rest and wait upon you, Lord, let the word of your grace stir our heart this morning. God, let it quicken lives here today. God, don't let us just be a bump on a log. Let us be a fiery coal. God, hit the young people this morning. God, these ones that are in high school and college especially, Lord, wake them up. God, that's when they need to be awake, God, for you. Lord, that they take this time now and run. And oh, the transformation of the sons of God. What a wonder. Now, Lord, we do thank you for this time. We give it to you. We know that, again, you've brought us here in your grace. And may we magnify you and you alone. May all the glory be to you. And we give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, thank you, God. If you'd open up your Bibles with me today, we're going to the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers, chapter 21 and verse 5. And we're kind of in a place where, boy, there's a lot of murmuring going down. God has been so faithful to these children of Israel, bringing them out of the bondage in Egypt. Over and over showing to them the faithfulness of God from the clothes that never wore out, from the manna that they would receive every day, from the water that was drawn from the rock, from the enemies that would come against them that God time and time again just took them down. As he showed that sea part and they walked across on dry ground, oh, the faithfulness of God. But yet, when you don't look to him, oh, the destruction that follows. In the fifth verse of the 21st chapter, and the people spake against God and against Moses, wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? Aren't we thankful that it wasn't left up to you or me, or that would have been the end of the word of God? Boom. This race is over. but God, oh, and how long suffering he is. And here's what they had to say. For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. Boy, God showed them a miracle every day. That manna, how he fed them, how he kept them. And it wasn't enough. I just think, oh my, oh my. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people. And they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. There you go. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned." No duh. "For we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." And Moses prayed for the people. What a sweet brother. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when they look upon it, shall live." And Moses made a serpent of brass, and he put it upon a pole. And it came to pass, if a certain serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. Now, how wonderful. I love the Word of God, and how sweet. Again, these aren't stories. These are living Word examples of the Word of God to us and for us. How wonderful is all this stuff? And here we have Christ, in type, made sin for us. As the Word of the Lord would tell us, the worm upon the cross, our beloved Savior. "Whosoever believeth in me shall never die." Isn't that wonderful? "Whosoever believeth in me shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Wonderful time. Praise God. The ones that would look upon the serpent. Now, I'm sure that there were many a stiff-necked. "Well, I'm not looking on that dumb old serpent." Well, you died. That was pretty stupid. All you had to do was look at that serpent on the pole, because that represented Christ and him crucified. Praise be to God. The one, hallelujah, who would be made sin for us who knew not sin. And that's as simple as it is. And that's as simple as salvation is. Call on the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. But the stiff neck will not do it. "I'm not looking at that dumb thing," and you die. I'm not believing in that Jesus story. And let me tell you something, you'll die. Oh, yes, you will die, but "whosoever believeth on me shall never die." Praise be to God. But I want you to turn with me to 2 Kings now, and chapter 18. So many things in here, and praise be to God what he's given us this morning. But in 2 Kings chapter 18 from verse 1, it says, "Now it came to pass in the third year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. 25 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father did." And take this too about how precious this king was. See, God encourages us in this king that he was so anointed, he was so loved in the sight of the Lord and so appreciated, because he didn't just do what David did, he did all that David did. Isn't that wonderful? And what I'm saying is that he did, he received the things that David would speak of and preach of. Just like now today we have Paul to follow Paul as he followed Christ. Remember these things. God showed us these examples in the Old Testament as well too. Praise be to God, there was not a king like David. David had that anointing. And praise be to God, Hezekiah received the grace of God to mark that father and follow him as he followed Christ. Praise be to God. Isn't that wonderful? We're just in the age of a better thing. And praise God, the chosen vessel, Paul, we follow him as he followed Christ. Hallelujah. Wonderful things in the Word of God. Amen? Amen. So here's what Hezekiah was encouraged to do. Verse 4. "He removed the high places and break the images and cut down the groves." And here's going to be our message today. "And break in pieces the brazen serpent that Moses had made." Remember that serpent on the pole? He broke it in pieces. For unto those days the children of Israel did burn incense to it." That's why he broke it in pieces. "And he called it Nehushtan." You know what Nehushtan means? That bronze thing. That precious, precious type became a bronze thing. He trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him. Among all the kings of Judah, not any that were before him. For he clave to the Lord and departed not from following him, but kept his commandments which the Lord commanded Moses. And the Lord was with him, and he prospered whithersoever he went forth, and he rebelled against the king of Assyria and served him not. What a precious brother. Hallelujah. But see, we have such a sweet thing here as we go back and we look, and he break in pieces the brazen serpent that Moses had made. Yes, it was a sweet thing. That brazen serpent, its meaning and what it meant to the people of God at that time, and what the Lord encouraged Moses in that to make, and what type it was, giving all glory to God. But when they began to worship the type, the form, brothers and sisters, and not the power thereof, not the I am, not Jesus, it became an abominable idol. Listen to this. See, it's not in Moses' ark. It's not in, Noah's ark. It's not in Moses' staff. It's not in even Jesus' tomb. It's the word of the Lord. It's the word of the Lord, as those disciples found out so clearly. There appeared to them Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. And Peter had a grand idea. Actually, he had a real bad idea again. Poor Peter, he was plagued with bad ideas. In himself, take it, self. And he said, well, let's build an altar to each one. What a sweet time we'll have. And there was a bright cloud that just appeared immediately.
And the voice of God.
Something was going on. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And they fell to the ground. And when they lifted up their eyes, it says that they saw no man save Jesus only. Amen. Amen. See, often, and as was the case especially in that example of Peter, and as especially in these children of Israel, when we are led off in our emotions, how quickly we can be led into godless idolatry. It is. See, an idolatry isn't just worshiping a golden image like they made to Diana or Baal. Matter of fact, in Colossians 3:5, it says that covetousness is idolatry. Listen to that. Covetousness is idolatry. See, wanting or desiring things that God does not want is idolatry. Now, people hear that and they think, well, now I'm going to the do and the don't thing. You know what God wants? He wants your praise. That's what he wants. He wants you to worship his Son. He wants you to grow up in the word of his grace and let the grace of God take care of everything else. See, God's precious people are trying somehow to put the Ten Commandments before them and thinking that that somehow, some way is going to make me acceptable to God. Brothers and sisters, that's blinding you. I have news for you. It was nailed to the cross. He's taken it away. The ordinances, the law, praise God. He's taken that away. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus, that no man is justified by the works of the law. He came and he fulfilled that. I'm so thankful to God. Now, as the grace of God works in me, let me tell you something. He performs it. He causes me to will and to do of his good pleasure. I don't want to go out there by his grace and just sin it up. I don't want that sin reigning upon my life because of the one who loves me so. There's a conviction, there's a tenderness, brothers and sisters, that continues on and on in our lives as we realize how much he loves us. You know what? I love him too. And because of your love, Lord, and because of your grace and what the word of the Lord that's in my life can do, it transforms my life from glory to glory. I'm standing back and watching the man that I never thought I would ever be, never even imagined to be, come forth and walk through this life. Now that's, we are his workmanship. Praise be to God. Now, how about idolatry being the worshiping of saints? How about idolatry being claiming that somehow there are co-redeemers with Christ? That's idolatry. How about when men worship and serve the creature, as we said earlier today, more than the Creator? That's idolatry. When we go that way, that is idolatry. Now again, this brass serpent, it stood for something so good. But the thoughts of the people turned it into something so destructive. And the Lord convicted me this week. And he encouraged my heart so greatly into how he has protected us. And brothers and sisters, that same type was so destructive to this meeting approximately 30 years ago. And I pray that we stand in defense. That we stand, withstand in having an all to stand. That we know that this is God that keeps us. But we lived in a time, brothers and sisters, where some placed our precious pastor on a pedestal. I'm preaching the word of the Lord. Forgetting that his glory was not in the vessel, but the treasure in the earthen vessel. And when that happens, see, your faith will be predicated then upon the actions of a man as opposed to the faithfulness of God. Now that didn't just happen back then or back in the Old Testament or just at another meeting across the way. This happens because man serves the creature more than the Creator. We need to recognize this. Now, aren't we thankful that God knows all? Aren't we thankful that God is a faithful God? And I'm telling you, in his faithfulness, sometimes it's uncomfortable. In his faithfulness, let me tell you something. He'll allow you to be pressed out of measure. In his faithfulness, oh yes, he has afflicted you. And praise be to God, God knew just that when that brazen serpent was being worshipped. He knew that was going on. He knew that was going down. And in our meeting some time ago, he knew exactly what was going on, and he knew that that needed to be corrected. Amen? Amen. Amen. And that is the truth. It's a precious truth. See, I glory in how God has protected us. I glory how the Lord so perfectly in his divine love to us, he's not going to let things go on that are going to get us off in our direction. He's a jealous God. He is a jealous God. You think how the Father, that was a precious time when Peter was seeing those three. It was wonderful. But Peter, he got off just a little. He swerved. Yes, he did. Oh, well, let's all join hands. Peter, you don't get it, son. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. Hear ye him. Come on, this is it. It is about the Lord. It's not going to be about anything else. And this is not going to come to pass. And in God's faithfulness to Brother Hill and God's faithfulness to us, he caused a divine appointment. Always got divine appointments. He said the before ordained good works that we should walk therein. And every life had that appointment. Praise be to God. And there was a choice to be made. And that choice is made every single day in our lives in a similar situation. But it was mighty because God had to correct something. And he did in his faithfulness. How beautiful. And the choice was going to be, was it going to be grace for grace? Or was it going to be bitterness for bitterness? See, when you sow bitterness and when you take bitterness, it's just going to result in more bitterness. But if you'll receive the grace of God, let me tell you something. Oh, it'll be for grace and grace for grace. And it magnifies and grace just grows and grows and grows and grows. How awesome it is. Now, I can make this statement very clearly. And I'm so thankful to God. If your confidence was in Brother Hill at that time, you're probably not here today. Amen? But if your confidence is in the Lord, praise be to God, we've gathered this morning. And that's how simple it is, brothers and sisters. See, we're not here to ever magnify the vessel. God help us to never do that. I am so thankful how you love me. I am so grateful to God how you love me. I know you love me. You love me with the love of God. And I know you appreciate what the Lord's done in my life. And I do too. But it's all because of the glory of God. That's the transformation. It's all because of the treasure in this vessel. It has nothing to do with me. I assure you that. I promise, praise God, by the word of his grace, that it's just because you show up. In his faithfulness, he calls you and he draws you and you show up and he increases your life. And he does it for every single man that will come after him. That's his will. That's his grace. Don't try to see how you think it should be. Put that nonsense in the garbage. Don't think, well, Lord, I'm going to walk this way. No, you're not. It's going to be his way. And he's going to take you through fiery furnaces. And he's going to take you through lion's dens. And hallelujah, you are going to fail so immensely. You will. Yes, even after you've been walking with him for years and years. Oh, and they'll look at you and, oh, man, he must have done something awful. Look at where he's at now. As David said, oh, let him throw rocks at me. It's okay. Isn't it exciting? Aren't you thankful? That this wasn't just a written story. This is the living word of God and it lives in us. When are we going to get it? This is our life. This is our living. We need to wake up out of the slumber. We really do. There's so much more. So much more joy. So much more living. So much more. As he said, I came to give life and give it more abundantly. How much you want? I want it all. Because he told me that. All. Just like this sweet King Hezekiah. He did all that his father David did. Yes. Listen. Now, don't ever worship a brazen servant. I think that's pretty easy to see here. Don't do it. Don't. Don't go after your feelings. Don't go after with everybody else is doing it. That's usually a big red flag. Woo. He said, come unto me out from among the camp. Yeah. You're going to go alone. But see, we don't worship a brazen serpent. We don't worship a picture. We don't worship an icon. We don't worship a man. See, I know folks. I'm going to tell you something. Amen, say it. I appreciate you, sister. And it isn't easy, but in the Lord, his yoke is easy. And his burden is light. And I will preach by God's grace the words that he puts in my mouth. Praise be to God. I think we heard that just a week or two ago. But I know folks that so miss Brother Hill and so love him that they can't bear to come to this meeting because they couldn't bear to hear anybody else preach but Brother Hill. You missed it. You missed it. And if for some reason now you come here because Brother Hill isn't here anymore, you missed it. And God forbid, and they'd have to check your head, you come here just to hear me preach. You missed it. You did. Hallelujah. See, the only reason by God's grace that we gather here is because of one thing. We love the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Yeah, that's it. You heard his love letter to you, didn't you? And you say, I got to get there. No more fast food for me. Come on now. When you can eat at the King's buffet, you got to eat. You got to come. Oh, we're rich. And see, brothers and sisters, this is what I encourage us. Don't tell God how he's going to do it. Don't do that. You know what? Whom God anoints, thank him. Thank him. That's it. Just thank him. And praise be to God, Lord, I'm not going to miss it. See, that's what it's about. See, I know a lot of times they wondered why, you know, that different ones in the Word of God, oh, I'm the less of the least. They were even thinking, who, me? Lord, you're talking to me? Huh? Ones looked at different ones, you know, aren't these just dumb, unlearned fishermen? But yet they're speaking perfectly in our own language. How about when Brother Paul was anointed of the Lord? You think those disciples got a little fidgety? Oh, he's too wicked. He's an evil man. God can do anything but fail. God help us to have a heart like that father as he always looked for the prodigal. There was no checklist that met him. Oh, his brother wanted it. Father, if you were wise at all, you'd have him prove himself before you let him back in here. Oh, I'm so thankful that God healed my heart of that. Oh, I want people to come just as they are, just as I am. When people walk in this door, embrace them. Thank the Lord that the love of God has drawn folks in here to lit and to be used, hallelujah, of the triumphant grace of God. Oh, how it does. It takes out any root of bitterness in your life. Oh, and it does so much the more. It causes you to love like him. It causes you to be like that father waiting for the prodigal. Oh, as he waited every day for that son, he prayed for him all the time. And when he saw him just make one step back for the kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, he was there. He was there. He was there. And even that son, he expected, oh, Father, if you just let me be back in here, I'll throw the slop. I'll clean the stalls. I'll do anything you want. Just let me back in here. You're so good, and I wasted my life. And all the time, his father had a feast waiting for him. Oh, hallelujah. You may have wasted your life for years and years and years. Oh, but see him so sweetly saying, oh, honey, I've got the best coat for you. Don't you get how much I love you? Don't you realize that you're my son? Don't you realize that it is about now? It's not about the past. Oh, and that son that was a little self-righteous there, wasn't he? Oh, well, Father, I stood here the whole time. I served the whole time. Well, don't you realize how privileged you were, honey? Thank God that by the grace of God you didn't waste your life. Have compassion on your brother. Encourage him to say, hallelujah, you have just stepped into the inheritance of me. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, it's so wonderful. See, this is how God does these things. And Lord, help us to wake up. See, I tell you, the eyes of our understanding, God wants to enlighten them. That's his will. That's his purpose. But it's only going to be when we see no man save Jesus only. You got to look up. The Holy Ghost, hallelujah, he's anointed this place. It's wonderful. And it's not because of anything we did or we have done or we have earned. It doesn't work that way. God just always supports and is behind the word of his grace. That's it. He's faithful and true to that. He'll encourage it the much the more. The people will be even fatter with joy and love. That's how God does it. If we will go on with him, brothers and sisters, you haven't seen anything yet. You haven't. The glory to glory just keeps expanding. It's like the wineskin. Don't stop. There's more. There is always more. But when you think that, oh my goodness, I have come to the height of heights, God help you. When you really start growing in the Lord, you realize, Lord, I don't know a thing. I don't know a thing. Don't you wake up every time and he speaks to you and say, man, I never saw it like that. Man, you've kissed me over and over, Lord, but you never kissed me like that. You're going to let him love on you? Or are you going to keep doing this as he's holding you? I saw those kids yesterday, those Henri scamps. Their moms and dads were trying to quiet them down, and trying to get away. But they were held all the time. All right. All I can say, brothers and sisters, is by the grace of God, no more milk for me. Amen? Oh, come on now. Strong meat. By the grace of God. See, I don't need signs. I don't need wonders. I don't need throngs and masses of people. I don't need the emotions of men. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen? Oh, my faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. I love that. It's the whole counsel of God time, isn't it? See, I expect to come in to the meeting and by the grace of God, yea, the deep things of God by his Spirit. Amen? See, may we be as that sweet Hezekiah. Get rid of them idols. Get rid of them. Let us worship, praise God, at the one altar, at the feet of Jesus. Praise God. And as the word of the Lord tells us, quit seeking that wood, hay, and stubble. And, oh, Lord, may it just be you, the gold, the silver, the precious stone. Take the world, but give me Jesus. Let's bow our heads. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, how you gather us and how you feed us, I, again, just stand in awe of your faithfulness to us. Lord, let us know how mighty you are in your love to us. God, thank you for gathering us here today. How important every single life is to you this morning. Lord, if there be a life in here today that doesn't know you as Savior, let them know the simplicity just to call on the name of the Lord. Oh, believe on the name of the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved. How wonderful it is. How simple you've made it. Just look upon the worm on the cross, and ye shall live. God, thank you for it. Help us just to realize more and more every day What a wondrous Savior, full of grace and truth you are. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.